Harper Audio presents The Procrastination Equation, How to Stop Putting Things Off and Start Getting Stuff Done, by Piers Steele, Ph.D., read by Pete Larkin. Procrastination has been my life's work, both as a researcher and as a practitioner. With research so often being me-search, this isn't accidental. Scientists often intimately know the subjects they study. They are problems they themselves face. It's true that I have sympathy for the procrastinator's plight because it is one I shared for many years, and everyone knew it. Here is an excerpt from a letter my late brother sent to my uncle. Have you heard from Piers about his research? He has forged himself into an expert on procrastination, publishing numerous articles on the subject and being interviewed on national radio and in the press. I got a chuckle, as Piers was the worst procrastinator during his high school and college years. Nowadays, my work has received international acclaim. I have coached national college champions in business school competitions, and awards for teaching and research hang on my office wall. But for most of my life, I felt potential languishing inside me, mingled with frustration, because I couldn't sustain any of my many attempts to improve. Encountering people who were naturally more capable of getting things done simply reminded me of my own deficiencies, curdled my spirit, and raised considerable misplaced resentment. Luckily, I was attracted to a profession whose very purpose was to identify the key enablers of change, which I then systematically put into practice in my own life, one by one. My Ph.D. is in industrial organizational psychology, the scientific study of our actions and minds in the workplace. Psychology applied to work focuses on how to improve people's performance, well-being, and, quite appropriately, motivation or lack thereof. Unfortunately, many of the techniques of this discipline aren't well known, buried in the depths of obscure journals and written in scholarly language comprehensible only to the initiated. For procrastination, the problem gets even more complex. This subject has attracted the attention of all the social sciences and inspired research around the world. With over 800 scientific articles on the topic, from fields spanning economics to neuroscience, in languages ranging from German to Chinese, the challenge is to find and make sense of them all. And this is where I come in. I found two ways to study procrastination. The first was by doing my own research, which you will read about presently. That gave me the basis for a theory of how and why we put things off. But then I needed to deal with the panoply of disciplines that have studied procrastination and published results in so many different journals and books. I was lucky enough to stumble upon meta-analysis, a recently developed scientific technique, and adapt it for my research. Meta-analysis mathematically distills the results from thousands of studies to their core consensus. At a basic level, meta-analysis is what lets science progress. By enabling a synthesis of knowledge, it reveals the underlying truths we seek. It is very powerful. It has applications in every field, and it increasingly provides the information we need to run the world. The medical treatment you get from your doctor, for example, is likely based on the results of meta-analyses from asthma to Alzheimer's. It is a discipline I have mastered. I have created some of its basic techniques. I teach it to others, and I have developed software for it. I like to think of it as something I'm good at. It was natural, then, to meta-analyze the body of research procrastination. Given that there was no other way to put together all the findings, I have to say that the field of procrastination proved to be daunting, as almost every possible scientific methodology and technique has been thrown at it. Researchers have run laboratory experiments, read through personal diaries, twiddled with neurotransmitters, and dissected DNA. They have monitored every setting, from airports to shopping malls. They have wired entire classrooms to track every student's twitch and shudder. And they have studied procrastinators from every background, including pigeons, vermin, and members of the U.S. Congress, Making them all fit coherently together was like being a conductor of a madhouse orchestra. The strings, woodwinds, brass, and percussion are all playing the same tune, but not in the same room, in the same rhythm, or in the same key. Turning that noise into music is what this book is about. What I found will surprise you and challenge the status quo. Some of my work has already been published, such as my article, The Nature of Procrastination, which appeared in Psychological Bulletin, the social science's most respected journal. Some of it has already been reported in hundreds of media venues around the world, from India to Ireland and from Scientific American to Good Housekeeping and the Wall Street Journal. But most of what I found is presented here for the first time. Within these pages, you will find out that we've been misdiagnosing procrastination for decades, attributing it to a trait associated with less procrastination, not more.